Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Christians Who Are Stuck by Meg Booker. Read by Leah Martin. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think that you know it all. Romans 12:16. What happens to us Christians after we have an encounter with Jesus so immense it changes the course of our eternity? That we could lose our sense of who he is and why he came? Paul warned the Roman church in his letter, and we'd be wise to take note today. Not to throw people into different categories of Christianity. He was specifically referring to the way they were tempted to shut out those who they couldn't gain from. He refers to them in our scripture today as ordinary people. Division always distracts us from the main thing, and the main thing is Jesus. He was crystal clear in dictating doctrine when confronted by Pharisees, and very adamant about what the greatest command is. Love God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love people. Today, we run the risk of being written off altogether when one group of Christians looks down upon another group of Christians. The Bible's clear about correction within the church. I believe it's important to make quick work of it and move on to the task at hand, because reaching the far corners of the world is no small task, and it will take all of us. That includes those who are seemingly important and the seemingly not so noteworthy. The fake Christians, the party crowd, and those not like us. Don't put it past Jesus to reach people through anyone. Let's not get stuck categorizing Christians when there are still so many people who have yet to know who Jesus is. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today humbled and ready to remove any and all stigmas we've placed on other people. We get so caught up in healthy boundaries, we start letting our pride, our offensiveness, and our impatience write people off our time card. We're reminded today, Father, that you punch that time card. Author of our days and creator of our hearts, we surrender our lives anew to you today, God. We freely release our scheduled perimeters and trust you anew to design our days, knowing you are not a God of chaos, but of purpose and promise. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice for us. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your plan for people. What a privilege and a joy to walk alongside others in this life. Thank you for placing us purposely among other people, God. We trust who you've placed in our lives. We believe we're supposed to be in the community you set us in. Father, when we get impatient and we're tempted to quit, renew our strength and refix our perspective. Let us see through your filter of love, God. In Jesus' name, Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.